Introduction, On the Move. Every hour of every day, somewhere, someplace, animals are on the move, flying, walking, crawling, swimming, or slithering from one destination to another. It is the ancient ritual of migration, and it is happening everywhere. On a cold March morning, a Nebraska farmer pauses to admire a flock of sandhill cranes passing overhead, their bugling call notes heralding the return of spring. On a hot, lazy September afternoon, a girl in Delaware chases after a monarch butterfly that is slowly but surely flapping its way to a mountaintop in central Mexico, where it will join tens of millions of its kin for the winter. In December, a Maasai tribesman climbs a rocky hillside and looks across the savanna, where hundreds of thousands of wildebeest and zebras are heading from Kenya to Tanzania, tracking the ephemeral rain and lush green grass it promises to deliver, while on the other side of the world, along the shores of Laguna San Ignacio in Baja California, a fisherman awaits the return of the gray whales, which will use the bay's warm, shallow waters as a combination winter resort and nursery. Cole Porter was right. Birds do it. Bees do it. Even bats with fleas do it. Tens of thousands of species migrate, and the journeys they take are as different as the creatures themselves. Arctic terns migrate from their nesting grounds in the Bering Sea to the Antarctic Ocean, a circumpolar voyage that is without equal in the animal kingdom. At the other extreme, spotted salamanders in Maine awake from their winter hibernation in abandoned shrew burrows and trek 150 yards or so across the forest floor to their breeding ponds, an annual journey typical of many salamander species. Three wattled bellbirds in Costa Rica migrate...